Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. At the bottom of the hour, we have a wonderful guest, if you will. He's the Hear Doctor, H-E-A-R. What a great title, the Hear Doctor. And he's going to talk to us. Oh, I should tell you his name, right? It is, and by the way, he has written a series of books on why hearing is so important. It's Dr. Timothy France, F-R-A-N-T-Z. He's, quote, the Hear, H-E-A-R, doc, author of Hearing Loss, Facts and Fiction, Seven Secrets to Better Health, Better Hearing. And the some of the amazing statistics about hearing and why you want to know about it is, and this to me is truly, how do I say it, life-changing, because so many people have it, and you can see that they are not functioning socially, and functioning socially is so important for overall health. But in fact, the 20% of adult Americans, that's 48 million of us, have some hearing aid. At age 65, one out of three people has a hearing loss. 60% of people with a hearing loss are either in the workforce or in educational settings. While people in the workplace with mildest hearing losses show little or no drop in income compared to normal hearing peers, as the hearing loss increases, so does the reduction in compensation. And, if you will, it is the third most common physical condition after arthritis and heart disease. So we're going to talk to Dr. Timothy France at the bottom of the hour. Again, author of the book Hearing Loss, Facts and Fiction. Now, the interesting thing is a new app is available called Sick Weather. And I'll tell you how to get the app. It's at Sick Weather, which looks at the states which have the sickest people. And you'd say, how do you find this? Well, it's a Baltimore-based company. It has online reports. It's called, I think you just go to either Apple or to Google, and the Google Store, the Apple Store at Google Play or Apple Store, and go to Sick Weather. And you can find that on both. And when you download it, it'll show you that Kansas had 3.96, almost 4, 3.96 reports, sick reports per 1,000 people in 2010. And I don't know the what this means, but it's allergies, flu, cough, colds, and fever from January through October. Whereas, for example, New York had 1.16, Maine 1.39, New Jersey 1.41. Idaho was the winner, 1.16. Fewer people called in sick or had those things, whereas the other states, Kansas, Nevada, Kentucky, Texas, West Virginia, Oregon, Indiana, Oklahoma, Massachusetts, and Nebraska, were the sickest states. And you'd say, why? Well, clearly, although this doesn't matter, if you will, from a standpoint overall, if you're not interested in this, but if you're interested in it, if you're locating a company, you probably want to locate it in a state, if these states stay the healthiest, that have the fewest sick calls per 1,000 people. So you'd want to locate in Idaho, New York, Mississippi, Montana, Vermont, Washington, Maine, New Jersey, and Utah. It's interesting, both the sickest and the least sick states, with the exception of West Virginia and Texas, avoid the South. So the South is in the middle, and the South has the most chronic disease, strokes, heart disease, obesity, smoking, etc. But this is interesting, most of the call-ins for chronic disease, flu, cough, allergies, colds, and fever, were not from southern states. So that is one of the interesting facts this week. Now, a new tick-borne bourbon virus is deadly and is unlike anything previously seen in the United States. What is the bourbon virus? Well, this is really interesting because it's carried by deer ticks. And you'd say, uh-oh, deer ticks, they're pretty rampant in the Northeast, like Lyme disease is. But in fact, this is a interesting process because this does not affect, if you will, the Northeast. Where this affected was Kansas. And the difference in this tick-borne disease is it was deadly in the one person who had it, but it isn't a bacteria or something that is treated with an antibiotic. Obviously, Lyme disease is either, rickettsial or bacterial diseases that can be treated with an antibiotic. Lyme can be treated with something as simple as tetracycline. You've got to recognize it early to avoid the complications, but it is almost universally susceptible to early treatment with a common desoxytetracycline. The interesting thing is, or dicloxacillin, or that's the easy way, is just to know it as a tetracycline. Whereas this one, this virus was fast-moving and severe, causing lung and kidney failure and shock in a normal person. Why is it called the bourbon virus? Because it was in Bourbon County, Kansas, where the only known patient lives. So it's only one patient, but it's similar to viruses previously seen in Eastern Europe, Africa, and Asia. And it literally killed the one person who got it. Lyme disease, obviously, with over 200,000 people in the United States having it, is the most common tick-borne illness. Cold weather typically keeps ticks and other disease transmitting insects at bay. But from roughly April through September, you've got to protect yourself by wearing long clothes, insect repellent where you could be exposed, and do a thorough tick check after returning home. So the message on this, on bourbon virus, is stay away from bourbon. At least stay away from the bourbon virus, because it is deadly and unlike anything seen in the U.S. if this one person is typical. But remember, only one person do we know who had it. We don't know how many people had it and cured themselves with their own immune system. So that's the story on the bourbon virus. One of the other interesting stories of this week is that in England they analyzed cancers, and they said that at least 4 in 10, and when I look at the data, maybe as many as 8 in 10, cancers are caused by lifestyle choices that everyone can make. So this was the story that came out of the United Kingdom Cancer Research Center. And they said that at least 600,000 cancers in the UK, in the United Kingdom alone, could be prevented if people chose healthier behaviors. So they looked at the data from 2007 to 2011, and we're going to talk about lifestyle prevention of hearing in just a few seconds with Timothy France, the Hear Doctor, author of Hearing Loss, Facts and Fiction, 7 Secrets to Better Hearing. And when we come back after that, we'll go back to listening to the story about life choices are behind maybe as many as 8 in 10 cancers in both the United States and United Kingdom. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD. We hope you stay well, and stay well with us. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show. And thanks, Sonar, for great engineering all year long.